Merin, good morning.
Good morning, Kim.
So, Merin, why are our teachers leaving the profession?
There's a whole range of reasons, really. Typically, the most common reasons that you hear are workload, salary. So an average workload for a teacher is they're spending 47 and a half hours per week just at work, and 7 hours of that on administration. So that, coupled with dealing with pastoral care issues, behaviour management, just the general workload of preparing and running classes. For one of the lower salaries within the OECD, there's also not really a lot of respect for teaching as a profession. If you compare it to, say, the esteem that medicine or law is held in, we say, oh, I'm a teacher. It's kind of like, oh, it doesn't have that same clout, when it really should, because they're preparing our future generations.
Exactly. And what kind of impact is this having on the profession itself?
Well, it would be quite demoralising, because research has been done on why teachers are leaving the profession and how we can make their job a lot easier for literally decades. And we've been showing up the same answers again and again, but very little seems to be changing. So the workload has stayed the same, if not increased. Their salary has stayed roughly the same, and they're not getting the support that they need, particularly the beginning teachers, the early career teachers, or the teachers who have been teaching for quite some time, but due to shortages or the needs of the school, are required to teach in out of field. So they might be trained in, say, maths, but then they're suddenly required to teach biology, which they may not be as familiar with. And that in itself can be quite stressful.
And why is teaching undervalued in modern day? In the past, in Roman times, I mean, teachers were revered.
Yeah, I wish I had the answer to that. I don't know why. I don't know why there has been this change. I think maybe because the level of demand that there are for teachers. I guess maybe back in the Roman times there were fewer teachers around. Now, because we do have formal schooling and education is compulsory, we need more teachers, more schools. So it might have reduced some of that specialisation or clout, I guess, but you know, I'm really just guessing wildly there. No, I wish I knew.
I was just thinking of, like, you know, Socrates and, you know, his students, and he was held up as a model of learning and teaching was very, very important back there, and it still is, obviously. But as you say, other professions are better paid, and teaching tends to attract lower wages compared to law, as you say.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of the teachers today still have the same impact on their students as, say, Socrates would have had on his. So teachers are still found, aside from family influences, teachers are one of the most influential sources or impacts or factors that our students will actually have in developing their aspirations for careers or subject interests or anything else. So they still have a very, very important role, and they should be valued as such.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I still remember some very influential teachers of my own. And as you say, this, teachers leaving, what kind of impact is this having on students?
Well, typically, some of the research has found that the teachers who are leaving early tend to be the ones who are amongst the better teachers, so the ones who are really quite enthusiastic, quite gifted and good at what they do, but they find themselves getting stymied and frustrated by the system. So because of the increasing administrative demands, because of the high workload, because of the long hours, for beginning teachers in particular, that first year, it's just about survival, because for the first time you have to produce all of these lesson plans and classroom materials, and it's relentless. Because you have these children all day, every day, 5 days a week, and you have to have things built in to make sure that they are meeting the curriculum objectives. So when you're doing that for the first time, all you're doing is trying to keep up. And if you don't have anyone supporting you, then that just makes it very, very isolating. And a burnout is a really, really common factor. Mm-hmm. Then we also have a lot of the other older teachers who are getting close to that minimum retirement age. And Australia has an ageing population. And so all of our really experienced teachers, unless they want to keep working until they're in their 70s or 80s, our population size isn't large enough for us to replace all the teachers that we are going to actually lose. This is a problem across all of our labour market, not just in education.
Yes, interesting. So what do you think needs to be done to reverse this trend?
Well, we need to actually look at the system in which teachers are operating. We can't continue to pay them peanuts but ask them to do more and more. We need to actually look at how we can best support our teachers, both through the provision of high-quality training and then not just forgetting about them once they're released into schools. They still need that ongoing professional development and support, particularly in the earlier years.
And for young people hoping to enter the profession, what sort of advice would you give them?
I actually think teaching would be a fabulous career because it is highly portable. Teachers are in demand everywhere across the world. And like you say, there are very, very influential teachers. Everyone can think of a teacher which has influenced them in some way. So if you do want to make a difference to society, or if you want to create an impact or create change somewhere, in schools is our fabulous place to start because it's you're planting a seed, and from that, great things can grow.
And lastly, what about teachers that may be thinking about leaving the profession right now? What advice would you give them if they're sort of unsure, but they're thinking they're undervalued, or they want to try something else? What would you say to them?
Oh, that's a really hard one. I'd basically say, try and find other teachers in similar situations to you, like having someone who can support you or someone who has been through that same process as you and can, basically talk you off the ledge and keep you there and help you to persevere.
Because we need teachers, don't we?
We absolutely do. They're invaluable.
All right. Thank you very much, Meryn.
My pleasure, Kim.
Thanks for joining us.